Kate Saffin. We're sitting here in a noisy Pleasant Stone, and my question to you, which is a loaded one really, which is, you've lived on a boat, haven't you?
Yes, for nearly 15 years now.
And you've written a play set on a boat.
Yeah, actually I've done several plays set on boat. This one's interesting. It's a little bit different in that it's not particularly a story about the canals or about boats. It's a story of a woman in her 60s who has spent her life looking after first one parent and another. She's now on her own, and her neighbour talks her into taking a holiday. First time she's ever been on holiday, and she goes off on a boat. And in the course of it, you begin to learn her whole other story. So in a way, it's set on a boat rather than being about boats. I'm very pleased with it. I think it's probably the best piece I've written so far.
And what made you decide to set it on a boat?
Knowing about boats, actually. In a way, her story could have been told in any... I did originally have some thoughts about things like a coach trip, a setting where there would be a small group of characters to work this thing out. And then I realised that, of course, the one thing I know lots about is boats and canals, and it makes such a wonderful setting. Partly that sense that you've stepped off the world when you step on a canal boat and go travelling.
But I guess from the point of view of staging it too, the four walls are very close together, aren't they?
They are, and I've got the most beautiful set. But you have to come and see it to see the set. Very, very simple, but it just creates the sense of a boat.
Just to get a little bit into the soul of the writer then, tell us about your boat.
My boat is a traditional 60-foot narrowboat. It's a lovely dark blue. It was built 25 years ago. It's always been a boat that people have lived on. So in that sense, it's a slightly different layout to some of the boats you might have a holiday on. It's a long, thin, one-bedroom apartment with an engine at one end and a pointy bit at the other.
And is that the place where you write?
Yes, predominantly. The way I've written, I wrote this and quite a lot of other pieces, is that although I have a home mooring, I do travel quite a lot. And the thing I love doing is getting up very early when it's quiet, no one's around, and I set off and I'll travel for an hour and a half, 2 hours. That gets all the batteries charged up, hot water, everything. Then I'll stop and have breakfast, and then I write.
And in terms of then the writing process, did you have a very clear story in your mind? Did you kind of find the story through writing it? Kind of what came first, the character, the plot?
That's such a difficult one because it evolves. I can't always exactly remember. The starting point was, unusually for me, something of a theme, a particular area I wanted to explore. Then from that, I think, probably came the character. And the heart of the story is actually based on a true story of somebody I met 20 years ago, more. Yes, probably nearly 30 years ago, in the days when I was a health visitor. So the core of the story is an experience that happened to somebody that I learnt of during the 1980s.
I'm speaking from, I guess, some just long experience of being on the earth, but most people I know that live on boats fall into two categories, and maybe they overlap. One's been where people have told me it's something about the flow of the water and the being able to have a home that moves and so on. But others kind of admit they've fled to it in some way, away from the urban environment. And does any of that come into play in the story?
Well, personally, both things come into it, in terms of I needed... Part of my reason for looking at living on a boat was because I needed somewhere to live. But because I've never moved off it, because I love being on the water. I love the fact that I can move. I love the fact that when I wake up in the morning, the sun's reflecting and rippling on the roof, that I can look out of my kitchen window at a swan. In terms of this particular story, not really, because in fact, it, as I say, the main character, Pauline, is talked into going on a holiday by her neighbour. And she talks to her, the neighbour keeps finding these ideas and eventually comes up with this idea of a hotel boat, which is a narrow boat, which is a hotel. And so Pauline gives in and goes. And gradually, as the play goes on, you learn that Pauline has another story and that boats are part of her past.
Now, I'm hearing the word story, and I guess people here on the fringe who would like to sit down and engage with a story are going to get a story here.
Oh, yes. Yes. The kind of things that people have said on seeing it is that they become, the ones who, people who've enjoyed it and stopped to tell us, say that they get completely caught up in the story, that they can see all these characters that Pauline's talking about, they can see all the things that are happening on the canal. So it is very much a story. In terms of the other things I've written, it's probably the thing that's most like the Alan Bennett style of Talking Heads.
And in terms of your creative journey, how does Kate Saffin get from Now is the Winter, which is, you know, the eyes of, you know, a Shakespearean woman, you know, on one of the biggest scenes in Shakespeare, to, you know, a play on a boat?
Well, to be honest, it's sort of the other way round, because all the first four or five pieces I wrote were all set on boats. There was an adaptation of Ramblin' Rose, the story of two prostitutes running a brothel on a boat, apparently a true story, and a story of one of the girls who worked on the boats during the war. So in a way, Now is the Winter is a little bit more the going off at a tangent. And that happened because I was walking around Edinburgh some years ago and thought, it's not fair that men get all the best speeches. So I wonder what that would sound like, that first speech of Richard III would sound spoken by a woman. And that was the trigger for writing that.
Now, you don't want to give the set away too much, but, you know, how do you create a boat on a static stage?
Well, as I said, yes, I don't want to give it away too much. It is very simple. It's all done with a tea chest.
Okay. That's all we're going to hear about that. And if I set you a creative challenge, do you think this could be staged site-specifically on a boat?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I would love to set it on a boat. She's not entirely in a boat all of the time. You know, it actually begins in Leamington Station. But, yes, it would be wonderful to set it on a boat.
So how do you tell a story through drama rather than, say, through a novel?
You do ask difficult questions. it's a great question. I think it's through the character. I think it is being that character and showing the audience how she sees the world, through how she talks to people, how she relates things they say to her to the audience. So you're always seeing these various people through Pauline's eyes and how she sees them.
Right. And what kind of relationship do you have with the writer and the director?
Ah, well, I didn't direct. Yeah. I wrote and performed. I had a director. In fact, I had two directors. It's an interesting one because, of course, the writer and the performer want to keep sort of tweaking bits. It's always evolving. I don't know that there'll ever be an entirely finished product while I'm performing it, because you can always find a slightly different way to word something or to present something.
But I guess for the budding writers out there, if you're on stage and you're hearing these lines spoken through you, and then at some point some restlessness in you wants to change that, do you do it there and then, or is it just something that happens in between then and the next rehearsal?
Very rarely would I change anything on the fly, because I think that, in terms of how I work, I suspect that would throw me. I do sometimes rearrange bits, because that just happens when I realise I've perhaps missed a little bit, and I do little bits of rearranging. No, I write away from the stage and work it out and then take it onto the stage.
And final question then, now you're up here at the Edinburgh Fringe playing at the Assembly, you played it a couple of times, what's your relationship to this piece right now?
I did three previews before I came, and these two. The great thing about today is the second preview was I really started to feel I was properly inhabiting Pauline. I felt much more relaxed in the character. It's quite a small space, the Bailey Room, so the audience can feel very close to you, and that takes a little bit of getting used to, not feeling a little bit intimidated by it. And today I really did feel that I kind of begun to meld into her and was going to really enjoy doing it.
So that's Kate Saffin, and the play is called
Finding Libby.
And that's at the Assembly. Thanks very much, Kate.